don't bother liking, commenting, or subscribing because we're done.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to.
I guess this is it.
183.
That'd be great if that was the right guess.
Are you... Can good vibrations be inside of you?
Good vibrations inside of you? It's what's inside that counts, my friend.
It's not the peel, it's the nana.
Indeed.
No smoke without fire.
Quite.
So it's like, what about everybody. Smoke machines? Kyle Hagen.
Dry ice.
Okay. I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
I'm Joe.
Joe is eating in the back.
What's Mudslingers?
It was a coffee shop that my mom worked at. And does not anymore because it's terrible.
The episode where Kyle randomly asks questions about stuff in Kendrick's car. I'd like to talk about the journey that Kendrick's currently on, based off the fact that he's currently drinking vanilla highball, which I believe, if I recall correctly, is your second to least favorite,
no, maybe third to least favorite. It was the main one that I was buying for the longest time.
What? That's not true.
Yeah,
that's dumb.
Actually, it was.
I've seen you drink that in 3 years. How long were you doing this podcast? 2 years?
I used to drink exclusively vanilla.
Yeah, but, like, that isn't something that's happened for the last 2 years-ish.
No. I mean, like, I didn't get the sampler packs until, like, last year.
And then they stopped selling them. This isn't right.
I mean, I was doing lime for a while.
So I'm going to go back. Kevin, go back. Yes, you're doing lime for a while? We started with lime, didn't we?
We had lime, and then I had vanilla. I had both.
Mm.
What's your fucking damages?
I only remember
my damage is that I'm just wondering why there's so many changes in your life right now.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm genuinely concerned about you. Vanilla highball is like rock bottom.
It's not rock bottom.
It's a rock bottom flavor. It's a white can with brown lettering. It looks like it's got poop flavor in it, okay?
Okay.
Look at this. Poop flavor? Confirm.
It's not poop.
If I cover this up, that looks like, what flavor would you guess that is? Chocolate?
Probably root
beer. Who wants
beer.
A chocolate sparkling water?
Yeah, no, I'd go with root beer, actually.
Yeah, I guess root beer's fine.
I'd see that.
Well, you're in the wrong lane, by the way.
I know. Sparkling water tried to do a root beer, I think it would just be disgusting.
Yeah, that'd be kind of hard.
Would a chocolate sparkling water or that'd root be beer worse. Sparkling water be worse?
I don't know which one.
I think root beer, because it's the attempt at root beer, which is just a travesty.
But, like...
You either do root beer or you fucking don't.
But you have... There's root beer flavoring. Is there such thing as chocolate flavoring?
Yeah, those are awful, too.
Well, there's such thing as chocolate flavoring?
You can get chocolate sodas, yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah, chocolate sodas are a thing.
I feel like I don't understand how that
functions. That's because you're American.
Like... So I know you could get chocolate flavoring added to your soda
at... like, the 50s, though?
At Sonic.
Yeah, they had chocolate sodas back in the day.
Back when you had, like, soda jerks?
Yeah, you're a soda jerk.
So you guys are using... So you're like, back in time.
Am I in the right lane
to the
now?
Present. You're in the left lane now.
Am I in the correct lane now?
Yes.
I can kill us straight.
You can't kill
drive
us all.
Straight?
Drive in, like, keep in the lane that you're in.
For reference, he's in a left turn lane, so driving straight would generally kill us.
Well, no, if he follows the laws, he continues to drive straight until...
anyone else is turning left up here.
And then turn right.
Whether or not turning left includes turning straight somehow.
Keep going straight.
I think that's really an
until you can't go straight anymore. And not being able to go straight anymore is dictated by traffic law.
I think it's
right?
just a dumb conversation.
If not you choose not to turn at a light, you're kind of the problem.
In front? Where's the entrance? Right here? Where do I park? Where do I go?
In over front
here?
Of it.
I park right in front of it?
If you were going to a place you've never been to before, where would you park?
Over on the side, so I have more room for...
Okay, so park over there.
So I have more room for reconnoitering.
This, I don't really like this weird lane, so that's why I don't park over here.
It's a stupid lane for stupids.
Well.
That was it, talking about.
Well, that was it. Good beer.
It's okay. So, you know. It's okay to be on the fall, Kendrick, drinking root beer flavored highball.
4 minutes.
I always wanted to try a chocolate like drink from Sonic, but I felt like they would give me like a weird look if I asked them to add chocolate to something, you know?
Dude, that's Sonic's jam.
Yeah, but like all the other flavors make sense to me, and adding chocolate to like a Dr. Pepper just sounds like they're like, okay, so you just want a bad Dr. Pepper. You just want like a bad version of what you were
getting for. I haven't thrown strawberries in a Coke or a root beer.
Yeah, but that's good. Like, that sounds like a good flavor.
I think that
or like cherry or vanilla.
No idea what you're talking about.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't understand. What? Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
Like, have you ever put chocolate in any of these things?
No, and that's why I'm nervous about it.
How can you possibly know what it would taste like then?
Because I don't really like the flavor of chocolate, and so I can't imagine that it's something that's like like a nice sweet kind of flavorful
Dr. Pepper.
And
that's the part where you don't know what you're talking about, cuz you don't like the flavor of chocolate. So get out and go away and never speak to me again.
Why are you such a why are you so butthurt about the highball thing?
Chocolate's the hill that I'm going to die on, okay?
Why?
Cuz how do you not
it's
like
a tasty
chocolate?
Hill, man.
I don't know. It's like chocolate is kind of makes my mouth feel all like dry and I don't know. I guess I like things that come around chocolate more
than
I like chocolate.
He's
the same fucker here who doesn't like fudge.
I don't really like fudge.
Well, now that makes sense. If you don't like chocolate, you definitely
Oh, this is an interesting conversation.
Yeah. It also means that he's wrong.
Why?
Because you don't like chocolate or fudge.
I just like, I cannot enjoy chocolate.
No.
I'm allowed.
Do you dislike air?
Why do you say that if you
Being
don't
alive?
Like chocolate, you don't like fudge?
This is the hill I'm dying on. Mm.
In my opinion, fudge is like a more intense chocolate. Like, it's just
yes.
a thicker, meatier
yes.
chocolate.
Didn't we have the conversation, though, where not all fudge is chocolatey?
We had that the other day. But that's just because of a confusing nomenclature.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
What? Fudge?
Nomenclature?
Yeah.
L-I-O-N-S. Nomenclature.
Lions?
Nope.
What did you spell?
Nomenclature.
How do you spell it?
L-I-O-N-S-D-E-N. Nomenclature.
Lion's Den. There we go.
We've done this on the podcast.
Yeah,
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
What's Lion's Den?
That was a joke from one of my brother's soldiers when I was staying with him when I was in Texas.
Fuck Texas? Sounds like a really intense place.
Yeah, by the way. Okay. San Antonio is a black hole.
I don't know if I'd use the word black hole.
Would you use the word vanilla-flavored hole?
No.
Okay.
It's not the same thing.
It looks brown.
Not at all.
No, it was just his joke that I stole and reappropriated and continued to use and spread out here. It's like you'd say a weird word and he'd spell it, but he'd spell it in the form of as if he was answering a spelling bee question, and he only ever spelled Lion's Den.
I feel like there's more to that, and I want to know more, but I'll never get to know more.
That's all there was.
Why did he choose Lions Den?
I don't know.
There's a reason.
Sure.
There's a fucking reason.
I don't know. There's a military guy. Who cares?
Your brother's name is John, right?
Yeah.
John, come on. Why Lions Den? Answer the age-old question. Kendrick, are you working right now?
Yeah.
God. Why did you even record today
That's
if you didn't
question.
Want to record?
He's always working. That's a secret. He's always working.
Should we just have like a long, awkward silence that cuts to nothing?
Well, you two fuckers could talk and be amusing. I don't think I have to carry the whole thing, do I?
Just like
you haven't carried it on me, any of it.
Put some like typing sound effects over this. Just like really
loud. Should you tap on this to see if it works?
Don't
do any of the things you're doing.
Don't touch the audio equipment.
Have you actually listened to this podcast and heard the awful sound that you make?
No. You should.
I hate the sound of my voice.
I do too.
You hate the sound of my voice, but you don't hate the sound of your voice.
I do too.
I can listen to our other podcasts because we distort my voice.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, the Sickle and Ephraim?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been fun.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I was telling you about that a while ago.
Were you?
I've actually been listening to all the shit that we all put together.
Oh, wow. Why would you do that?
There's a lot of random content that is made.
Disproportionate and confusing.
What is?
It's all over the place. Like,
the content?
Weird, yeah, it's all weird shit.
Yeah, it is. It's not good.
Not quality content.
Well, I was listening to an episode today with Kevin, who decided not to join us today, and he said I was talking about his dick, and so I figured I'd bring it up again.
Whoa.
Kevin's dick?
Are we going to talk about Kevin's dick
We're
today?
Still talking about Kevin's dick.
I think Joe, you should have your input on Kevin's dick.
Kevin's dick. God, where do I start? Probably
the shaft.
The base.
The base, yeah.
Well, I mean, depends.
Is it a traditional?
Start of the tip, roll to the base, I think.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Yeah.
Why
what about Kevin? What do we want to talk
why,
about?
Why are we talking
about? I don't remember what I said originally, so.
I imagine it's like everything else about Kevin, which is fucking perfect and would make me cry.
Damn.
Wow. Okay, so maybe we're done then for the day.
Two-parter?
Maybe we're just done.
Okay.
Maybe this is the last one.
The last ever. Sit sock?
Okay. Well, it was good to.
The final sit sock. Joe came back.
And the end.
Yeah, this is it, so. 184, whatever it is. Set 3-2, somewhere there. That's it.
This is like the like short. Yeah, this actually probably will be the last short one we record. Because we're moving before we go to the next
week,
one.
Yeah.
And then we can maybe do long form again.
I don't
That'd be nice. I got to figure out how I'm going to actually carpool with you. I think it's going to spend a lot more time driving.
Well, you just don't turn on the
36. No, I just managed to have to drive all the way up to your house, which is almost as long as the drive to the place anyway.
Is it?
Pick you up and then drive. I think so, but I still haven't been to your house.
Yeah, you're not allowed there.
I know.
Everyone else is.
No one comes out the property.
You can.
No D-gens at the property.
No D-gens at the property.
You can come to the house.
Right.
You can walk on the common sidewalks.
Yeah.
And hang out.
Because you can't legally stop me.
Yeah, I can't. I can't really.
You want to,
I don't
you
know
try.
If I can actually stop you from getting in my house if the door's unlocked, but.
Legally, you can.
But since when have you followed the law? You're a rebel.
No.
With lots of causes. Numerous and.
I tend to follow the
He's
law.
A werewolf.
Werewolf?
Especially as far as property law and trespassing are
Speaking
concerned.
Of werewolves, if you liked What We Do in the Shadows, you should watch the TV show. It's actually really good. And it has Matt Berry in it, which is
Matt
legit.
Berry.
I have it on my Prime account if you want to.
I have it on.
Did you buy it?
Something.
Okay. All right, we're good. Last talk ever.
Well, there we go. Don't bother liking, commenting, or subscribing because we're done.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to.
I guess this is it.
183.
That'd be great if that was the right guess.
Bye.